Good morning, everybody. I said good morning, everybody. Like Brother Daramola said, please can you remove this echo for me? Like Brother Daramola said, all the testimonies that you listen to, who can do it? Even the one that you have not shared. Because I know that everybody seated here this morning, you surely have a testimony. You might think it's very little. And that is the handiwork of God. And I believe that before the end of this year, you will share a great testimony. In the month of November, our theme is Grace to Succeed. You know, a few months ago, we entered the season of grace. Grace to succeed. In this time that we live in, you need a whole lot of grace to succeed. Because of what everything is almost saying to you, you need the grace of God to succeed. So, our theme for the month of November is grace to succeed. And this morning I will be speaking to you on keys to successful living. I'm just going to be sharing one of the keys. Keys to successful living. You know, think about it. Let me say, for looking around, maybe the oldest person here is in the 70s, maybe. Quite a number of people here in their 50s. And by the grace of God, minimum that you want to spend is about 100. Am I right? Is it minimum of 100? Or 150? 150, people will be praying for you to go, so don't bother. They will be praying for you to go. Now, I used to tell myself, think about it. My first son is 30 years younger than me. So when I'm 100, he will be 70. We are both old men, actually. Are we not both old men? So if he wants to be coming to me, his children will be saying, ah, daddy, take it easy. Yes or no? If you overstay, praise the Lord. I mean, a 70-year-old man, a 100-year-old man, they're not both old men. They are both old men. Maybe his own son will be like in 40s, you know. Grandpa is this one, so so if you want to stay 150, be careful. Because when we grow old, some people have to take care of us. Our children, are you in church? Answer me, are you in church? You are not answering. Are you in church? Are you not going to take care of us? No, I can't hear. Are you not going to take care of us? Say yes. Ah. Say yes. Praise the Lord. Now, so if you are going to live till 100 and beyond, you need to understand how to live a successful life. You can't just be living, waking up and sleeping, and it has to be structured. You must, there has to be a dynamics to your lifestyle. That has to be exactly what must happen when. It's not just happenstance. You must know exactly what you want to do at every point in time in life. And I want to tell you this morning, it is only God that has the capacity to help you along those lines. That's why the Bible says, in Him we live and move. Being in God. So, I will be speaking to you as prayers work for you. I know we pray, make prayers work for you. Because prayers, the prayer works. And prayer was given to us for specific reason and purpose. If prayer is not working, humanity is in trouble. You remember what happened immediately Jesus Christ died on the cross. Said the veil of the temple was rending the twine. That was where God was before the blood was shed. God cannot wait for humanity to be able to return to Him fully. He cannot wait to return back to us. He cannot wait to lead us. He cannot wait to bless us. Because He created us. And something happened along the line. Which story you understand? And of course, because of the nature of God, God cannot change His nature. Think about the plan of salvation. Think about that plan. You will understand that what we are talking about is not a small thing. How is it that God cannot just do it like this? See the plan of salvation from Abraham to Isaac to Jacob. Look at the plan of salvation until Jesus Christ came. That is why, please, don't take your salvation with levity. As a child of God, that is a CV that you can hold like this. And it makes things happen. Child of God. It makes things happen. Think about it. Look at your children. What can they not get from you? And you are a child of God. The only thing that happens to us is the fact that the enemy is selling bad products to us. He's a liar. He will tell you how God is angry with you. He will tell you how God is not blessing you. He will tell you how God is not listening to you. He's a liar. That's his job. Forever. He will be telling you how God is not listening to your prayer. He will tell you how something will happen to somebody. He will tell you that something is wrong with somebody. He will tell you that. He will tell you everything. In fact, instead of you to focus your mind on the way you will make it, he will be making you to think about the problem of Nigeria. How things are not working. That is what you think about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. When will you think about yourself? That is his job. Somebody said in the morning, he said the enemy knows his job. Very professional for that matter. Very skillful. He doesn't have the kind of power that you think he has. He doesn't have it. Please, the enemy does not have the kind of power that you are donating to him. No! He doesn't have the capacity that you think he has. He doesn't have what it takes to move you anyhow. In fact, you have what it takes to move him. And he knows. But he can subject your mind to his control. So what you think about is what he's doing. What you think about is how things are not working. What you think of, can you imagine? Look at the God that we serve. How can somebody come to the presence of God and say things are not working? When God says, I'm the owner of the cattle of the thousand hills. How can you say things are not working when you come before God? How can you come to pray before God and not expect God to answer you? Why will God not answer? Think about it. Remember the parable that was told us of the prodigal son. I want to meditate on that parable. The guy said, give me everything that belongs to me. I need everything. You know what happened? The father did not argue. How did he know what the father has and he gave him his inheritance? Maybe the father is worth maybe some 100 billion. They just gave him like 10 million to go and spend for the time being. The father didn't say anything. He knew that he has to go and get that experience. He needed the experience, or else he would have been troubling the father. God has capacity. So don't, please, don't tell yourself that it's because of this, it is because of that. It is a lie of the devil. And the day the guy made up his mind to return, did God send him, did he send him away? Why did he send him away? Actually, the father was actually waiting for him. So please tell somebody yourself beside you, please don't condemn yourself. No, tell somebody, tell, I want to tell somebody, say don't condemn yourself. Make prayers. Prayer works. It works wonders. Prayer is one of the greatest weapons that God gave us. My brother, my sister, let me tell you something. He gave us something. It is the ability to talk to him. That's a great thing. But you know, when you look at prayer from a religious perspective, that is the problem with prayer. You see, prayer has been colored with religion. So, people don't understand. They just say, when I wake up in the morning, I have to pray. When I wake up, I have to pray. No, prayer is you are talking to God. And don't tell me that until something happens, that's where God can hear you. It is a lie. In fact, our children can call us. Hello, mommy, how are you? How's everything? Everything okay? We don't answer them. Listen to me. That is, he said, you, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your own children. Until you understand that in your psyche, until your mind can accommodate what we are talking about, until you can process it, it might be difficult to maximize the benefit of prayers. I pray and I talk to God. All this one that people are talking about, we want to concern. And God talk to me. He will talk now. Why will God not talk? Tell me the reason why God will not talk now. When somebody say, you have to do this, you have to do this, you have to. Some people say, you have to go to this mountain, you have to go to this one. They are lying. They are liars. As you are seated there, you can be communicating with God, and God will talk to you. So what did I say about prayer? Make what? Make prayers work for you. Or better still, please enjoy the maximum benefit of prayers. I don't enjoy the minimum benefit. No, I enjoy the maximum benefit, and I talk to God anyhow, anywhere, on bed, anytime. Don't ever let people program you that prayer is a religious thing, you have to have one coloration. No, prayer is talking to God. Good morning, sir. God in here. I'm awake. God, how are you? He said, fine. You go, I'm fine. You start talking. You communicate with God. He's your father. When religions are certain, they can tell you that. Lift one leg up. Okay, move it to the right. Move it. Don't you know what people do? And God is not emotional. Leave that one. If I jump up, if I jump down, if I move right, forget that. Now Luke chapter 18 verse 1. You see, this is, my brother and my sister, if you understand how to make prayers work for you, you will never in your life beg the sons of men for anything. In your life. You will never. You will never ever compromise because of anything. Bible says, who says, and it cometh to pass when Jehovah has not spoken. He said, and he spake a parable unto them, to this end, to what end? End. To this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. So prayer is something that has to be done consistently. Ought always to pray. If prayer is not the place you have a time table, some people say, when I go to a particular place, it's okay. That is your faith. You can pray anywhere and get results anywhere. Somebody say, I have a particular, I said, no problem. That is according to your faith. You know what happened? Anywhere I pray, I get my result. When you are taking your bath, when you want to pray, pray. And God speaks. So, he said, men, everybody living, you need God. And the way to get to God is to pray. You need to communicate with God. You need to get strength from heaven. You need everything from God. You need God to show you direction. You need God to help you to overcome even your personal weaknesses. Do you know how much the enemy uses us against us? Like what Brother Mullah said this morning. Do you know what it is for the devil to use you against you? He doesn't have to send anybody. The devil sends people against themselves. And when you pray, please be responsible for your prayers and always be available for God to use you to answer your prayers. I said, be responsible for your prayers. Everybody say responsible. Everybody say responsible. Everybody please say responsible. Do you know what it means to be responsible? I said I'm praying together and I'm expecting somebody else to come and answer my prayer for me. Somebody said, look at this. May God send somebody to come and give me some. I said, fine. Why don't you pray? May God use me to get the thing myself. So the somebody that God has to send to you, God has to bless somebody more than you have been. He now has to give you the overflow. You are donating sometimes your success to people, and God will send somebody. Okay, let's say what you are believing God is 500,000, right? Before somebody come and give 500,000, maybe the guy has made 5 million. I beg for only 500,000. What did you do? You jump up, you jump down, you jump right, you jump left, you jump up, you jump below. The guy just made 5 million. Out of it, he gave you 500,000. That is what you have prayed for. I'll be honest with you. That's what you have prayed for. And God answered your prayers. Be available for God to use you, your prayer, to answer your prayer. Once God can use you to answer your prayer, God can use you to answer other people's prayers. The function of responsibility and availability. Prayer works. Let me give you an example. Now, for example, somebody wants to gain admission to university and you pray to God. Immediately you finish praying, you make yourself available. Who wants to gain admission? Make yourself available. If you don't make yourself available for that prayer to work, you can pray from now to kingdom come. Let's say you are 16 and you are believing God, or you want to pass exam, which happens to our children anyway, because most of our children now, the only job you have in your life, their parents are telling you, just pass exam, yes or no. Finish. That's the only job you have. Morning, afternoon, night, they will feed you, they will clothe them, they will house you, they will do everything. But what do they say? Pass exam. Now let me ask you a question. Why will somebody fail exam? Are people not failing? So why did they fail exams? They choose not to read. Or like the gadget that they have given everybody. Some of these young boys, at night, they are on their phone, they are playing games, they are watching this, they are doing that. You know what? You see, the phone is taking your life away, your destiny is collecting it. That is why you must pray. When you know how to pray, something will tell you that what you are doing to yourself, it is not good. So that is why Jesus Christ men always taught us to pray. Let me tell you some of our children, what they are doing to themselves is not good. All their dreams and aspirations in life, phone has collected it. Games have collected it. Some of them that they can be first class students. When they're secondary school, they can pass physics, they can pass chemistry, they can pass biology. Phone game have collected it from them. Because they don't have discipline. They don't know how to pray. When you pray, God can help your life. Every student wants to pass exam, yes or no? Student, yes or no? You're not asking me. Student, yes or no? If you're a student, stand up. Student, if you are in school, stand up. They are not standing up. Look at you. They are not this. Now, what do you want to do? Do you want to pass your exam? I can't hear you. Do you want to pass your exam? Do you want to pass your exam? Thank you. Do you want to pass your exams? Now, you know what happened? When you read, you will pass. Repeat after me. When I read, I can't repeat after me. When I read very hard, when I spend hours reading, I will pass. Please sit down. Make yourself available for God to use you to answer your prayers. You want to pass your exam. You want to gain admission. You know you are supposed to put in 8 hours of reading. You are putting in 2 hours. You put the remaining 6 hours watching movie, playing games. Your prayer will not be answered. So who is the enemy? Your personal enemy. Can you imagine that you can become the enemy of your own destiny? Think about it. So where is the enemy? Is the enemy outside or inside you? Think about it. That is why we must pray. You don't understand how much enemy you design for yourself. How much you feed the enemy inside you. He said, I put before you blessing and what? Curses. And I beseech you. Do you know that some people, they are feeding the enemy of anger inside them? When they become angry, some people they enjoy it. They enjoy to start keeping malice. They feed it. Some people enjoy it. It's like something that makes them happy. You know what? When you pray, God will expand it for you. Prosper. You want to prosper. Who doesn't want to prosper? Raise up your hand. In fact, deliverance is the next thing. By there, we just move our straight. If you don't want to prosper, raise up your hand. Because deliverance service, I will turn this service to deliverance service now. If I see any hand up. Now, please, what do you do to prosper? What do you do to prosper? No, what do you do to prosper? You work. You do profitable venture. You make up your mind to work. Do something that is profitable. If everything you are doing, you know the sum total of what is coming in. You are working in a place, you know your salary, you do. You want to prosper. Look, you need the multiple streams of income. And when you are going to do it, you can't just jump into any business like that. You must go and learn. Make yourself available for your prayers to be answered. You want to have a happy home. If you don't want a happy home, raise up your hand. Now we do the reference number two. If you don't want a happy home, raise up your hand. Please, let me ask you a question. If you want a happy home, what do you do when you want a happy home? So it is God that will come and give you a happy home. You are prayed. You are responsible. There's a difference between a house and a home. Now, good. You know what is a home is? A home is a place of refuge. That when everything has battered you outside, when you get to say, thank God I'm home. Home is a place that your children want to return to all the time. Home is a place that gives you energy and succor. Home is a place where you are cuddled. Home is a place where you create an environment that God is forever there. Home is a place where love is often missing. Home is a place of peace. I'm not saying how you can have the biggest house in the world and not have a home. And home is not created by money. Home is created by people. People design the home that they live in. They are designer. Everybody is a designer. The home you are living in today, you design it. It is not the devil. But devil can use people, he won't use you. Say amen. I can't hear amen. Amen. Let me be honest with you. The home you are living in today, somebody must have used you. Either God or the other guy. You want a happy home. Please be responsible for it. You are praying for a happy home. You are praying. How have you prayed for a happy home forever? Be responsible for a happy home. Let be available for God to use you to create what you want. Take credit for your life. Take responsibility for your home. Understand the reason why you don't have a happy home. Maybe you are an angry person. Deal with your anger. Maybe you can't control your emotion. Deal with it in the place of prayer. Everybody wants a good home. Let me tell you something. Parents, listen to me. If you don't create a homely environment, your children may not be coming back home. When they go, they won't come back. You will be begging them. They can't wait to escape. You know what happened? You have abused them. It's abuse. You abuse their conscience. Can you imagine their psyche? Can you imagine if you are home and your children, you can't sit in the living room. Everybody is chatting, everybody is playing. They are playing with that, you are watching program, you are doing something. So, immediately, you get home to your tent, oh, Israel. You will not be a terror. Say amen. You will not be a terror. You will not be a terror. You will not be a terror. I say you will not be a terror. If you get to your tent, everybody has escaped. To your tent, oh, Israel. You know what it is called? It is called failure of leadership. Excellent failure can leadership. Parents can fail too. All this one that our children are sitting for exam. We are in the exam of life. You are home. Hey, daddy is back. Daddy is back. Everybody's running. Okay, they open the door. Daddy, welcome. How are you? Oh, I have a rough day. Daddy, no. Go and shower. Food is ready. And you sit in the sitting room. You started gisting. All of you. Could be ask your mommy. She's up there. Go, call her. Okay, you started gisting. What happened today? What happened yesterday? What are we doing? If you are not creating that kind of home, you repent. And if you need deliverance, Brother Akon is available. God will use him. Brother Amala, God will use Brother Akwabi. Is it not available? Let me tell you something. The next thing you need is deliverance, nothing else. You know, everything that we do in our home, including all this,
it is a function of discussion.
Discussion.
We collaborate. We discuss. Any they want to go to school, they want to do it. It's a project that everybody must have a buy-in, and everybody contribute their own quota, their advice, they talk, they do it. So we have it is it's like it's always a project for everybody. It's everybody's project. How is it that you think you have a superior, two more superior knowledge more than your children? I'm not saying you are not the father, you are not the mother, but guess what? These people, they are brain. You reason with them. You stay with your family. Where are you going? What are you doing outside? They will say, they will. They will say, you are old cargo now. They say, you want to go and do some sports, you know, play tennis. Go back home. Go and sit down. You have something to build. You have a family to raise. You have you create an environment. When your children have left, they can't wait to come back. Amen. I can't hear you. Amen. Amen. Please tell somebody, please create a home. Please tell another, create a home. Ah, my brother, my sister, you don't understand. I don't care how many degrees you have. I don't care how much you think you are successful. I don't care how much money. Home. If you don't have a home, home is like is the backbone. Home is a support system. So that is what it supports all of you. Are we in church this morning? You go sometimes, are we in church this morning? Are we inside church this morning? Think about it. Your daughters will marry, is bringing somebody to the same home. Your son will marry, is bringing somebody to the same home. And you do not create a home. Where are they coming to? We must be futuristic people. So that's why I say you want to live long, you want to be 100. How do you want to spend the rest of your life? Who will take care of you? People think you will always be as strong as this forever. No! Okay. Let me move to the golden rule. There are other examples. We spend enough time here. Are you please project the other examples so that people can see it? Some of the things that you want, okay, prayer for example, you want the home, okay. You want to get married. Okay, let me say this one. Some of you young guys and girls, you want to get married one day, yes or no? Now, you start praying for your marriage at early age. 16. You start praying for the guy. You start praying for the lady. And let me tell you something. If you want a guy, you have a characteristic. He must be this, he must be that, he must be that. Fine. You must go and meet up to that level. Don't be telling me you want somebody. He must have made it. He must have done it. You too, you must make it. So if you set a high standard, go and meet your standard. And don't start thinking of marriage at 24. When you want to get married, I keep telling young ladies, at what age do you want to get married? I tell them, tell me the age you want to get married. So somebody is not thinking about the age they want to get married at 23, 24. So when are they going to get married? Let's stop this. Let's stop these religious issues. Let's talk to ourselves as if we are living on earth, planet earth. Don't be telling me that it is prayer that will bring your husband. You pray that will bring, but you must get ready for it. You start praying. 18, 19, you start praying. So when somebody shows up, you know who you are expecting, you know who to show up. And when somebody shows up, don't be nice to people. Friendship first. So when you pray for it and you've been praying for a husband before God for 4, 5, 6, 7 years, are you going to marry a bad man? You can't marry a bad man, you will marry an actor. You know in film, in movie, there is the bad man, there is actor. You will marry an actor. I'm an actor, basically me. Am I not an actor? Go and ask my wife. Me so diamond, me so Bruce Lee. Me so Bruce Lee. Me so Amitabo. All these children don't know Amitabo. Me so Jackie Chan. You know Jackie Chan? I'm talking about correct actor.
No, I used to tell my wife something. I said, the reason why you get me, actor, the reason why she got me was, I said, your mother must have been praying. Because it was not my wife that wanted to marry me, I would want that wanted to marry her. She didn't want to marry me. Can you imagine if she misses somebody like me, big boy? Look at me. Most of them, can you go find me? I'm sorry. Hey, did I mention it? Forgive me. Pastor, forgive me. And because of my team, you know, my family, Riawo, Munsu, what did you get for? Who else will I marry in this life if I did not marry my wife? Me. Who can maintain me? I'm difficult to maintain, no? I said, praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. And somebody said, hey, my wife is so gentle, is so good. I said, no, I'm the one that toasted my wife. She didn't toast me. I was looking for something like that. I got it. You got what you wanted. Maintain your thing. Tell somebody, say, maintain your thing. Say, I say, maintain. So that you can sustain and retain. Don't complain. Stop complaining. Start maintaining. And anything you carry. It's for the rest of your life. You don't carry. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. So why are you complaining about your wife? Why are you complaining about your husband? I don't understand. I can't get you. Complain about what? You don't carry the thing now. Walk it out. So you don't need, do you need prayer for that? And so your home, they are praying. Hey, let this happen. No, you are prayed. You work it out. And you know the implication of not working it out. Implication is number one, you will lose your children. One way or the other. Either you like it or not. You can't pray that one. Somebody will now say, these children are not coming no more. In the name of Jesus, you let them. You send them away. You will lose your children. May that not happen to you in the name of Jesus. You will lose their spouses. Because they will tell their spouses the truth about you. You will lose them. You know when they fall in love, they will say everything. In fact, this is the way my mom used to behave. They will say everything when they fall in love. They will talk about you. You will lose them. You will lose their spouses. Then you know who will take care of you in life? Please, borrow yourself good sense. Now, the golden rule of prayer. There's a golden rule. What is my target? Make prayers do what? Work for you. Young couples, let me advise you. I like, Gordon just came and gave a testimony. They don't want me to marry this guy. I'm a Muslim. And they're enjoying their lives. And I'm happy for them. But young couples, let me tell you something. Young guy, young ladies with little children. Please. Naturally, you will have differences. So, sometimes you do what you celebrate your differences and embrace your similarities. If my wife was like me, I would have been in trouble. This is my wife. She can't be like me. Never. In fact, before, when we... In those days, I used to think like that. Now, I say, this woman may not be... Don't be like me. It can't work. The kind of support system I get from my wife. So if she was like me, where will I get that support from? And if I was like my wife, we must be different. We must be different. We must complement each other. Celebrate your differences and embrace your similarities. The golden rule of prayer is this. Now,
You know, Habakkuk said, and I want you to listen to me. Make prayer work for you. Say, I will stand upon my watch. Now look at it. And what to see, what he will say unto me. So the golden rule of prayer is, there are two. Watch, you watch, and you pray. What did I say? What did I say? Please don't pray, no. You say you watch, and you do what? And you pray. Say watch. Say watch, and pray. Say watch, and pray. If you are praying alone, you are not watching, you will not get results. The two has to go together. Nehemiah chapter 4 verse 9. I read. Nehemiah 4 9. Can we read together, please? Nevertheless, we did what? They did what? They set a watch against them. You know why you watch? And I will tell you why you must watch now. Do you know that when you pray and don't know how to watch, miracle can pass you by? That's why I said to you, be responsible for your prayers and be available. If you know how to pray excellently, when you pray 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, you don't understand the principle of watching, you can pass. You know what the prophet said? He said, I will stand upon my watch. I will stand upon my watch. I prayed, but I must watch. So what happened after I prayed if I'm not watching? So how do I look at what is happening and return back to God with another level of prayer? You must watch. They prayed and they were watching. And you know they were watching for the enemy to show up. And if the enemy shows up, what would they do to the enemy? What done also? And that is why sometimes some people they will go and hug the devil. Some girls are praying, they are believing God. Didn't you read on social media? Somebody said he wants to buy a shed, somebody goes there and they just kill the person because they said, you must watch. It is not every business they call you to that you have to go to. I put in 10 million and they swindle me. You are not watching. I'm not saying you are not praying. You know what? God will be talking. The sister said something. She said, I said I was going to pray by 3 a.m. and I'm over inside the house. So I stood up. I wanted to go out. The Holy Ghost said, don't go. I wanted to go again. If she was a religious person, that's why I said prayer is not religion. You will not hear God's voice. You will say, God, I must pray to you. I must pray to you. How can I not go and pray? This is the voice of the devil. No. Do you know what happened? If she had gone now, maybe God can still do something. But let me tell you, so she can collect a slap offering. You know what the slap offering is for? For disobedience. Slap offering. And it can be a very dirty slap. Hello? Make prayers work for you. She was, so when the Holy Ghost said, don't go. Why did she want to leave the room? And because I don't want to disturb my husband. The Holy Ghost said, disturb her tonight. Disturb him tonight. He needs disturbance. The man is snoring too much. Disturb him. So she listened. Armed robbers were inside the house. She had prayed. They have prayed. She said she prayed before. And God answered the prayer. But she has to listen. She has to watch. I will stand upon my watch. I will stand upon my watch. I will stand upon my watch. You must even watch more than you pray. If you are not you are not watchful, you will never know when the result of your prayer is coming, is passing. You will not understand. You will only be praying and praying and praying. You don't pray without watching. It is when you watch and you have information that you take your prayer to the next level. When you pray, you watch, you take your prayers to the next level. When you want, you pray your prayers to the next level. You want to go somewhere, the Holy Ghost say, don't go. You say, I have to go. Hey, go.
I must do that business. If you give me profit, it must do something. I said, no problem.
You are praying, but you are not watching. People that don't watch, they lose money. Do you know that when you are working, there are some people you want to employ, people, there are some people you only go don't employ. Not because the person is not a bad person, but just don't employ. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. Don't fall victim, don't fall prey. You may want to travel, the Holy Ghost said, don't go. That meeting, I must not miss that meeting. Everybody will be there, everybody will be there. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. Listen, Matthew 13, 33. He said, take it, watch and pray. You will never, do you see, when you, they are talking, they are not talking about prayers, they are talking about watching and praying. For you know not when the time is. Colossians 4, 2. Continue in prayers and watch in the same with thanksgiving. You watch in prayers. When you pray, you watch. You know the title of my message is, make prayer work for you. What did I say? I want to repeat that. Make prayers work for you. You watch and you pray. 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 Now, what do you watch out for? Number one, you watch out for opportunity. When you watch out for opportunity. Number two, what do you watch out for? You watch out for the seemingly results. It sometimes could affect joy. It doesn't, but you know, it's like, seemingly results. And let's go to 1 Kings chapter 18 from verse 42. Seemingly results, you know. This guy was praying. So Ahab went up to eat and drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down on the earth and put his face between his knees. He was praying. He was praying. But these are men that had great understanding. I was like Elijah said, before God do my stand, they had understanding. That they don't pray, no, they watch when they pray. Sometimes you are praying, and you are praying, you are speaking to God. And I want you to listen to me, please. All this religious prayer and religious work, you are praying, and you are praying, and you are praying. And as you are praying, the Holy Ghost is saying some things to you. You think something is distracting your mind. No. Follow the flow. What did I say? Follow the flow. Suddenly you are praying. Say, no, my mind is wandering. Maybe your mind must wander there. You follow the. You are a human being. Maybe you are praying concerning an issue, and the issue is coming to you. The Holy Ghost is processing, Suddenly, light comes. He said, go in this direction. No, don't do this. Manage this. Do this. And immediately you hear, what do you do? It's either you have a phone and you can quickly record what they are saying, or you will forget, or you write down. Immediately, if the Holy Ghost is giving you instruction, you are not writing down. Forget to. You know what? You might forget to. That's why I said make prayer work for you. Make it work for you. Do you know how many people they've given solutions to that they have forgotten? Say, okay, and God told me something like that. You forgot. For the three, and he said to his servant, he was praying for it. Go up now and look towards the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. Everybody say nothing. Everybody say nothing. Listen to me. Even if there is nothing, if you know how to pray, nothing becomes something. Elijah was not only praying, he was watching, he was sending somebody to go and check. That's a man that understands that prayer has to be answered. Go and check for me. Go and check. You are praying for a job. You are not looking out. You are not on the lookout. You are not looking for
people that we hire. We are not looking for something.
But he was checking, he was checking, he was checking, he was checking, and he was checking.
And someone came and said, no result. In fact, they can't give you the contract. It is not possible. They've selected whom they want to give it to. Anything for you is not anything. And you believe your servant. You know what happened? You have believed the voice of the enemy. Elijah knew better. He knew better. So he sent the servant 7 times. There is nothing. I said, go again. The guy came back the 2nd time, said, go back. The 3rd time, he said, go back. The 4th time, he said, go back. The 5th time, he said, go back. The 6th time, he said, go back. And the 7th time, what did the servant saw? He didn't see a big thing. No. He didn't see the contract. He just had about 10, 20, 30,000 naira, which is a seed money. What God can bring to your hand is seed money. What has come to you may just be a seed. And guess what? I'm not saying specifically. God can tell you to go and give it to somebody. You know how many a time that you are working somewhere and God said, give that guy 5,000 naira. And you said, no, capital, no. I only have 5,500. God said, why don't you bless that person with some of these things? Seed money. I made prayer work for you. Seed money. It's not even enough for what you want to do. So why don't you just give it out? Say no. Never. God said, that car, you have 3 cars already. That one is collecting dust in your house. Give it to somebody. Say, me. God, in the name of Jesus. Is seed money. Do you know how many times people have missed prosperity and abundance by not understanding the fact that they are supposed to sow some seeds? Do you know how many times that stinginess have taken away the financial destinies of men and women? As you are seated there now, do you know your conscience is telling you what God has told you to do? As I wanted to give my offering, as I wanted to stand up there, God said, do this figure. I just, when you are starting to obey. Elijah, you know what happened? He only got a seed and he watered it. Do you know? The Bible says God gives seed to a sower. Please tell somebody, don't eat your seeds. Say, don't eat your seeds. Do you know they say God gives seed to a sower and bread to... The only thing you are supposed to eat is bread. Don't eat seeds. Seed is for planting. It's not for consumption. What are you going to harvest tomorrow? You don't know how to give. How can you prosper? It's difficult. Some people are not even paying their tithe. They are not giving anyone. They are just coming to church. Thank God for your life. But please, God will help you. Elijah only saw something little. Tiny. Now just imagine. He said, I saw a cloud. Just like the hand of a man. Just think, small cloud. He said, that is it. That's why I said, watch and pray. Do you know what? Do you know that sometimes God can make you do something that is not convenient? Very, very inconvenient things. Because he wants to bless you. You know, was it a few months ago or so? We have this car. So I parked the car in the mechanic place. I want to repair it. I like it. So there is this couple. I just think we should give it to them. I changed my mind. I said, one day I didn't know what happened. I just go and carry it. But I said, don't sell it. If you sell it, I won't give you the particulars.
You know what happened? The guy repaired the car and sold it. He didn't even need the particulars from me, so, and he sold it. Now, and I told him, I said, the only reason why I'm giving you this car is because I want you to go and do this particular business. Why the guy sold the car? He said, when he sold it, he came to me. I said, if you like, use the money to eat. Say, Gobi. He sold the car. And when he got home, his wife said, there is a need. He said, never. I won't drink pure water out of this money. The man that gave me this thing told me not to take a cobble out of it. He went to find more money and bought another better vehicle to do boats. You know what? You know, when he tells me how much he's making from boats, you know, you will be happy. So one day, yesterday, a few weeks ago or so, I've been thinking of painting my car. I said, in those days, I know painters, I don't know painter again. I also saw somebody, a car that was painted. I said, I want to paint this car. The man said, yes, thank God. I've been looking for opportunity to help you paint your car. Bring the car and he paid. Listen to me. Do you know what I'm saying to you? You don't know how to give. How can you experience the financial blessing of God? Do you know that every money that comes to your hand, two things are involved: seed and bread. And the Bible records, he gives seed to sower and bread to eater. If you want to change your financial destiny, understand the principle of sowing seed. You are not saying so seed anyhow. It can be somebody, it can be your staff, it can be your servant, it can be anybody. I'm not saying it's me. So all this one that you're doing, leave that one. Yeah, am I not okay? I do. So that's what I'm saying. Everybody say seed. Everybody say seed. Say, I will not eat my seed. So the man saw the cloud. You know what he did? He watered it and it became a rain. A heavy rain. Every seed in your hand that God have told you to sow, they will become heavy rain in the name of Jesus. I say to everybody under the sound of my voice, I say from now henceforth, you move into financial abundance in the name of Jesus. I say move into financial abundance in the name of Jesus. The man said something this morning. He said, I said to myself, I was going to sell the car for 6.5 million. Let me tell you something. Somebody like that, he will sell the car for 6.5 million. And somebody else will have the car for the next 2 years. And nobody will ask what he's selling. I want us to rise up this morning. Please, let me ask you a question. Will you make prayers work for you? Answer me yes or no. Will you make prayers work for you? Will you make prayers work for you? Will you make prayers work for you? Now, you must understand. You don't see, you watch. You see, when you watch is when you receive instruction from God. When you watch is when you know exactly what to do. There is something that you must do. See, what will you have me do? There is something you must do. You will only get to understand that when you are watching. Sometimes some people can, God can tell you to show love. That's all. Brother Amanda said to us, they were having rough shoulder. Can you imagine? He said, as you know, the prophecy I came to give, I don't know how many hours I spent at night. And God was giving me word for word. He was giving me. I said I was going to come and prophesy and open one scroll. God said no. So he took me out. He gave me the first one. He gave me the second one. He gave me the third one. He gave me word for word for word for word for word. Now, suddenly, something made up their mind that morning to cheat him. And he was the one that called for the service. Thank God for somebody that is watchful, for the voice of the Holy Ghost. Inside the service, God was speaking to him. Go and hold your wife. He said, no. And she's the one to beg me. If the meeting finishes, that's it. You will not miss the day of your visitation. I say you will not miss the day of your visitation. This morning, can we begin to appreciate God?
is not religion. It's more than it. Read that one. Prayer is life. If God does not instruct me, so what happens? The same thing, is it God I'm praying to? Prayer is life. It's all a prayer. That's why the Bible says to him that sorrow, pleasure, all flesh come. It is all about your ability to pray, but let the prayer work for you. Let it work for you. In Jesus' name we are praying. Do you know that I'm speaking today? God said to me that he wants to do two things, which I'm going to pray. As I went out to pray, I went casually. What do you want to do? I just asked casually. I wasn't even praying. I said, God, what do you want to do in church? I didn't know I was going to get an answer. I was just casual. God said, I want to bless these people, number one. And God said, I want to hear their prayers. I want to answer their prayers, right? Those two things God told me. I said, God, what do you want to do? As I got out, I have not prayed. I just asked casually. God said, I want to bless them. He said, I want to answer their prayers. Let me tell you something. I've told you some of the things that he has put in my mind. He said he wants to bless you, and he said he wants to answer your prayers. Please, I want you to pray for yourself. Since when I was speaking the message, whatever God has put in your heart, please pray for grace to be able to accomplish it. I want to pray. Lord, please grant unto me grace that will do exactly what you have put in my heart. Please, grant unto me grace. Because some of us, immediately you get out of that door, you might change your mind. Can we begin to bring our request before God this morning? He said he wants to answer our prayers. Please, open your mouth wide to him. He said he wants to answer our prayers. I said, God, they mean God. I said, are you not part of them? Open your mouth wide. Pray this morning to God. Be specific with what you are telling God now. He said, I want to answer their prayers. He said, I want to answer their prayers. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Father in heaven, you said to me that you want to answer our prayers. And I asked you, Mule Minko, am I not part of them? So all the prayers that we have said before you this morning, Lord God of heaven, let us receive the answer speedily in the name of Jesus. Lord God of heaven, I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice and the people that are watching us online and everybody in the media, everybody around here, oh God, all our children, Father in heaven, please meet all of us at the point of our need in the name of Jesus. Father in heaven, before the end of this year, let everyone here have an outstanding testimony in the name of Jesus. Father, this morning, can you rise up this morning as he said, I want to bless them. Father, this morning, I bless these people. Please, I want us to rise up. I bless these people. You will be blessed in the city. You will be blessed in the fields. In the name of Jesus. God will be gracious to you. Anyone here that is sick, receive your healing. In the name of Jesus. The enemy will not have the last say over you. Oh, you will be lifted. You will shine.
You will arise and shine. Oh, you will never know a better yesterday. In the name of Bible say I'm yours. Bible say I'm young and old. I've never seen a righteous person nor a seed beggar. You will not beg. Ah, your seed will not be forsaken. Everyone believing God for the fruit of the womb, the Lord will open their wombs. All our daughters are believing God for life partner, God will give them their own husband. Everyone believing God for the miracle of expansion, the Lord will expand you. The Lord will promote you. In the name of Jesus. I say the blood will be the enemy for you. The enemy will see the blood and pass over. No enemy will stop over your house, your business, any that belongs to you in the name of Jesus. Father, we worship and adore you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Can we share the grace together this morning?